Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, January the 13th, 2010. I'm making preparations to travel to Spokane, Washington this weekend, where I'll be teaching at a youth winter advance. I'm looking forward to hanging out with a whole bunch of young folks for the weekend. I'll share more about that in some upcoming posts. Meanwhile, today's podcast is about people who are perfect. I mean, you know some people who are perfect and never make a mistake, don't you? I'm just kidding, of course. No, none of us are perfect. We don't always measure up, and we often fall short. That's why we needed a Savior who not only paid the price for our eternal life, but also paid the price for our sins. And just as eternal life is freely given, so also is forgiveness. You know, thoughts of past failures can be very defeating. And many times, it's our past failures, mistakes, and shortcomings that hinder or block us from receiving God's promises. It's sad but true. There are Christians who measure their worth and value to God by how they live their lives. And that's a trap because, I mean, if you think about it, since no one is perfect and everyone falls short, eventually, over time, your worth and value to God, in your mind anyway, will end up at zero. On the one hand, you have promise after promise of God's help, deliverance, forgiveness, prosperity, and healing, all clearly stated in the Bible. But on the other hand, you have people who simply don't feel worthy to receive God's goodness and His promises. Why? Well, because they've fallen short and have made mistakes. And to make matters worse, some religious nut told them that because of their sins, they're now unworthy and can expect to receive no help from God. There are good-intentioned but very misinformed Christians who look at others and are convinced that God's not going to help them anymore. Gee, do they never fall short? You see, that kind of thinking comes from those who preach and teach that we are righteous before God by what we do. If we do that which is right, then we're righteous before God. And if we don't do that which is not right, then we're not righteous before God. Well, that is certainly not a gospel of deliverance, is it? Yeah, that's a gospel of bondage. You know why? Because you can never quite do enough, so you'll never be quite good enough. You'll always have to do more and more and more to be right in God's eyes. But hold on a minute. Just where in the Bible does it say that the promises from God are only available to those who are perfect and never sin? It doesn't say that, or even remotely imply it. Well, it's a good thing, too, because people who are perfect and never make a mistake don't exist. Now, I'm a parent, and maybe you are too. Do we as parents disown our children when they make a mistake? All right, that's it. You get nothing more from me, ever. Boy, someone acting like that would certainly be a cruel parent, wouldn't they? Well, consider for a moment that as Christians, God is our Father, and we are His children. You know, that's the relationship that He chose to have with us. Is not our Father God far more superior than any earthly parent? If God determined that His relationship with His people should be that of a father and we as His children, then regardless of your mistakes, you are still His child. That doesn't change. And I'll tell you something else. You are still worth everything to Him. I mean, think about it for a minute. Value and worth are determined by the price paid, the cost. Have you ever decided to not buy something because you felt that it was not worth it, so you didn't pay the price that they were asking? The price paid for you and me was the life of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. That was the highest price ever paid. So you see, the price has already been paid. We are bought and paid for. Now, of course, a child could leave home and want nothing to do with their parents. But if that child turned back to their parents for help and asked for forgiveness, if they were good parents, then the help and forgiveness would be there, wouldn't it? Well, would God do any less than a good parent would do? His help, protection, prosperity, healing, deliverance, and all that He has promised is available for you. You didn't earn it, and neither did I. You don't deserve it, and neither do I. But because He is our Father, He thinks that you and I are indeed worth it. So as far as being good enough, the Bible says that as a born-again one, God made you righteous. And that means that you are right in His eyes. That makes you good enough. And speaking of righteousness, there's a really great teaching series on that subject on the other website, Enriching Your Life. Free access to everything on that site when you're a free subscriber to this site. Check it out, that teaching series I did on righteousness. You know, regardless of our falling short, and we will at times fall short, but you and I still have worth and value to God beyond all the treasures of this world. We are worth everything to our Father. Why don't we just decide to believe that? Why don't we accept His forgiveness? Stop allowing your past failures, mistakes, and shortcomings to hinder you from receiving God's promises. Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have a comment? Don't be shy. Go ahead and type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check and see if I've posted something new. You get an email every time something new is posted. And of course, it's free to subscribe to this blog, and you can do this either through email or RSS. And everyone that does subscribe gets total access to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link below with more information. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.